This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. Experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
From the Chicago Bulls, Modest Food Salad.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully today. That voice is very familiar to Bulls fans and to NBA fans, though, after this weekend. And he joins us next on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Tim Sinclair. Well done, Tim. Thank you for getting up early out in San Francisco to join us. How much fun was that?
Well, good morning, David. Good morning, Murphy. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, you never turn down an opportunity to do All-Star Weekend, and it's sort of the Super Bowl for the NBA, and it was a blast to be there for sure.
Looks like you had a front row seat to a lot of it. What are just your sort of overarching takeaways from the format, some of the new experiences, and of course, Modest Bouzelis in the dunk contest?
My role was specifically Saturday night, so that was the one that I voiced on TNT. I mean, I saw all of it. So, you know, first of all, Mac McClung is a freak. That guy is incredible, and I knew what was coming. And I'd say my takeaway was still he jumped over the middle of a car and dunked backward. That was, everyone here, and from what I saw on social media, that was the big buzz, that and the Chris Paul Wembanyama ejection or disqualification or whatever we're calling it. For Modest, it was really cool to have a Bull there. Certainly for him being so young, first year in the league, to have an opportunity to be on that kind of stage, I'm sure was incredibly nerve-wracking, but I think it's a good thing ultimately for him. I would have loved to see him use his second dunk first and get off to a better start. But in general, it was just a great night. And they're trying to tweak the format on Sunday to figure that all out. And I know they're going to keep working at that until it becomes something that not everybody can agree on, and everybody's not going to agree on anything, but maybe most people, including the players, can agree on is a good move.
Tim, could you not have suggested that to Modest a little bit? Like, maybe go with the second dunk first after the first two misses or so? That was frustrating to watch, and it wasn't so much frustrating as you felt so bad for somebody that young going through it for the first time and not being able to finish the deal. What was going through your mind as that was happening in front of you?
Yeah, I mean, I think to us watching it from a distance, or for me even, right there on the edge of the sideline, it might be easy to go, I'll just switch to something else. But I know in the mind of those guys that can start to show weakness, or maybe they feel like, oh, I'm seem unprepared, or, fill in the blank of all these things that are a negative. And guys at that level are always going to assume they're going to make their first one. And so when you are planning that as a competitor, the goal is, hey, I'm going to do something difficult to set the stage. Mac brings out a car. and I don't think most people remember, he didn't make his first one either. But when he was done with the miss, he had still jumped over a car. those guys just plan to make the first one. And they go, hey, when I make the first one, then it'll put me in a place to do what I want to do this time. And so it's hard to second guess, especially for someone who's brand new in the league. So I can't fault any of those guys because, you know, I can barely touch the rim anymore. So I probably shouldn't be the one analyzing it. But I was glad to see him out there committed to doing the dunk that he thought was going to be best for his chances to start things off. And it's just obviously a shame that it didn't work out the way he'd planned.
Tim, Draymond Green was very vocal about his disgust almost with the format on Sunday night. He really seemed to have an issue with the Rising Stars having a presence in the All-Star game. I'm curious on your take and just what that means for the game to have those guys have that ability to go up against, you know, the best of them.
Well, I certainly don't speak on behalf of the NBA or Draymond Green. And he's, you know, and to be fair, Draymond has discussed about a lot of things, I think, and has throughout his career. But the goal from my perspective was, hey, no NBA All-Star team is going to want to lose to the Young Pups. And so if we give them a chance to be in it, maybe we will have a more competitive game. At least that's my thought. I don't have necessarily any inside information on that. And honestly, I think in that second game last night, you saw that to be true. Once things were kind of tight and it was getting down, you know, close to that 40-point mark, Steph Curry and company were like, all right, we're not going to let this happen. And they turned it up and they played really hard. And it was a really fun stretch of basketball as they wrapped up that game. So in that respect, I think it worked. Now, did the whole format work? That remains to be seen. I'm sure they'll analyze, you know, numbers and crowd reaction and social media reaction and all that kind of stuff. But the goal, of course, is to get these guys who are all-stars to play maybe not full throttle, but to make it really entertaining basketball again. And that's obviously been a discussion for a while, and it's probably going to take some massaging over time.
We're talking with Tim Sinclair from the Bulls public address announcer at the United Center. The voice sounds familiar because it is. And he was in San Francisco this weekend for the NBA All-Star festivities. Tim, what was it like behind the scenes? What was fun about this weekend for you, the things that we didn't see or hear? Because I would imagine that's some of the fun about doing events like this is that you run into people you don't expect to run into, or maybe people you're not exposed to here in Chicago. What will you remember about that part of this weekend?
Well, selfishly for me, it's seeing a bunch of people that, you know, I only get to see once a year for the NBA family of people that I've worked with at the All-Star weekends over the years. But for the people that most would care about, I was leaving Saturday night. Like, I had to, you know, a public address is half saying the right thing at the right time in the right way, and the other half is trying to find a quick break to go pee somewhere. And so so I was, before everything was getting started, I'm like, I've got to sneak out, make sure I'm good, and then get back so we can start the show. And but people were already piling in the building, and so I'm sneaking out of my seat to try to get back to the back, and there's a guy facing the other direction but standing kind of in my way. And so I'm trying to gently sneak behind him, and I sort of put my hands on his shoulders, and I don't push him by any stretch of the imagination, but I try to slide by him gracefully. I'm like, oh, excuse me. And he says, oh, no problem, and turns around, and it's Barry Bonds. and, of course, I didn't know that when I was sneaking by him. I was like, oh, hey, sorry. And so you have interactions like that, you know, over and over and over again, because down, at least down close, everyone down there is somebody. So my kids were excited that I got to see one of the dunk judges, Jesser, and hang out with him a little bit afterward. You know, he's got 25 million YouTube subscribers or whatever it is. But, you know, and then all of a sudden you look up while you're reading and Oscar Robertson and Dr. J are standing there having a conversation. And it's just one of those bizarre like everyone is someone dreams, except it's not. When we were in rehearsal, one final story, you know, we rehearsed for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. And so they were counting me down into a reed in my ear, but it was the person next to me was the one doing it. It's 5, 4. And I look up and Ernie Johnson is standing right in front of me and he's got his hand out, you know, like director style, 5, 4, 3. And then he points at me on 0. And so it's just stuff like that. That's just a whole lot of fun. And it, you know, you know, little old me is sitting here with all this cool stuff happening around him. It's bizarre every year, but it's so much fun, and I'm really honored that I get the chance.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You brought up YouTuber. You just made me think of the half-court contest. I mean, that was maybe the most electric part of the entire weekend, the fan making the half-court shot.
I certainly felt that way for Sunday. Yeah, it was, I mean, you couldn't have planned it, right? Like, those are so, and I know a lot of planning went into, you know, what's going to happen and what do we do and how is this going to roll? But you can't plan someone making a shot from the logo. And he did. And it was right at the buzzer and it could not have gone better.
Awesome.
And I'm sure we'll see a whole lot of that on Mr. Beast's channel once he gets all that edited.
So, Tim, the Bulls have the week off. They come back later this week at the end. It's a break that they'll enjoy. And when they do come back, the expectation is, as it has been the last several games, Modest Buzelis will be in the starting lineup. And just curious, you referenced on your X feed, on your Twitter feed, about how you had to maybe adjust some changes and introducing him. What did you arrive at? What was that conversation like? Because you do take great pain to be careful in how you present and introduce these guys.
Yeah, so when the season started and we introduced the entire team on opening night, he was the one I didn't know how he wanted to be introduced, because there's lots of options. He played in G League, Ignite last year, and, you know, Hinsdale, Chicago. Where does he want to be from? And so I asked him quickly, but this was like his first day at the office, right? I'm like, hey, how do you want to be introduced? And I gave a few options. He said, G League, Ignite. I said, great. So that's how we introduced him for the very first game of the season. Well, he got his first start last week, and I introduced him as from G League Ignite, because that's what he had told me to do. And literally before the tip, Vucevic was over, and he was like, hey, he goes, we need to introduce him from Chicago. I was like, okay. I asked him, and he said G League Ignite, but he's like, no, it definitely needs to be Chicago. So, and I heard that from a few other people, and so the next day, Modest and I were actually having our picture taken for the All-Star thing, and then, so I asked him, I'm like, hey, this is what people are saying. He goes, yeah, my mom said it probably should be from Chicago. So I'm like, all right, if that's what you want, that's what we'll do. So it's now from Chicago, and I'll try to give that a little bit of a different feel to the one from Chicago, when Io's in the lineup, if they're both there. But, you know, my job is to do what the players want in those cases, and so that's where we're at.
Pretty cool to have two kids from Chicago in the starting lineup for the Bulls.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's great for the city. It's great for the team, I think. And so you certainly can't complain. I don't like being repetitive, like my own little OCD nature of, hey, let's make it different. But, you know, if you got two from Chicago and they're both starting and then they're both from the Bulls, then let's do it.
All right. So before I let you go, we really appreciate your time this morning, Tim. Before you end up coming back to the city, we talk. Look, we evaluate the Bulls on a daily basis. There's been a lot of disappointment this season because the Bulls, by a lot of people's estimation, are kind of going in circles. And they picked a lane, they traded Zach, and all the things that come with losing and maybe intentionally making it so that your draft odds are increased. Doesn't affect you, but it has to affect you in some way. How do you... Is it a conscious thing that on a regular basis you got to keep the energy high? Whatever your job is, you're introduced, you can't reflect anything but enthusiasm, 100% buy-in. Is that a difficult thing to do on a night-in, night-in basis?
You know, I think most of what you said is true for me. I feel like the luckiest person in the world for the Bears and the Bulls and Illinois basketball and All-Star games and all that kind of stuff to get to do what I do. So I'm never not going to have fun. Like if I ever get to an event and I'm not somehow having a good time, something's wrong. So that's my perspective personally going in. I feel like I've got one of the most fun jobs ever. And so it's going to stay that way. As far as team success and how that impacts me, it's always a little better when you win, you know, for me, just speaking selfishly. But I do think my job is to reflect what the crowd is or should be feeling within reason in any given moment. And so I try to not just be a paid cheerleader for the team, but really be a fan voice to an extent. Now, obviously, there are limits to that. But I'm not going to be turned up to 11 for the entire time of every game, down 30, up 30, hitting a shot at the buzzer to win it, the other team hitting a shot at the buzzer to win it. I'm going to try to, in some ways, reflect with my voice what's happening. And so, yeah, there's some nuance to that, and that is probably more difficult than most people think about. You guys in the industry know better than most that can be a tough line to walk. But my goal is to come in and do my job really well every game, win or lose. And also, I know that, you know, for me as a kid, I went to like one Bulls game. I sat with my back up against the back wall in the mid-90s of the United Center right after it opened. And I don't remember anything about the game, but I do remember those lights going down, Sirius starting, and the starting lineups. And this isn't to toot my own horn at all, but I do know that sequence is pretty important to a lot of people. And that's, you know, in 30 years when they think back, that's a lot of what they'll remember about their time at the United Center. And so I try to bring something to the table of, hey, I'm going to do this as good as I can every single game, because there's a 9-year-old who's sitting with his back against the wall in the 200 level or 300 level somewhere who this may be their only game, and they're going to remember, their phone's going to be in the air, and they're going to remember that. So from that perspective, yeah, I'm going to give it 100% every single time, regardless of anything else that's going on.
Terrific perspective. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tim.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Tim Sinclair, the public address announcer for your Chicago Bulls at the United Center, who was on the scene Saturday night for the All-Star festivities, including the dunk contest.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.